Take it away.
This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 105 for Tuesday, May 27th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
And this is kind of cool. Brian's on call this week, so we had to switch, and so I have the broadcast controls, which quite honestly is a little dangerous. So if I screw it up, it's all me. Kind of cool. There's like all this extra stuff going on.
Extra stuff? There's not extra stuff.
Yeah, it's like switching back and forth, and it's kind of funky.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't get that on this end.
No. Right. So there you go.
So here we are. It's Tuesday again.
Woohoo! We had a busy week.
We did have a busy week.
We did. We had a dessert barbecue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
We made s'mores and pudgy pies. That was a new thing for me. That must be like a Wisconsin thing. We didn't do that in New York when I lived in New York. It was cool.
I don't know. We've always done them, so.
All right, well. It was new and exciting. Gorgeous view. Thanks, Wayne. We went out to our assistant Dave's house, and he and his wife were doing this barbecue grill out dessert thing, and they invited us. We had a good time. Oh, my God, their 7-year-old daughter has so much energy. I just want to bottle it and sell it. We'd be millionaires. We'd be bazillionaires.
Assistant manager, not assistant.
Well, assistant manager, just because he doesn't want to be the store manager.
Right. So
we'll just call him the awesome dude.
Yeah. We had a good time. Let's see, Memorial Day, the store was open. We got the best seat in the house for the Memorial Day parade. Right past the store.
Yep. And that little girl, there was this cute little girl, barely walking, who was just fascinated with this dollar that her dad had given her, and she was walking around with it kind of plastered to her forehead. And then once she realized that there were people on the other side of the window, because she kept like looking in the store window, she kept smashing her face up against it and doing the mush nose thing. She was so cute. We just had a good time just playing with her, and she was just waving and laughing when her dad took her away.
No, but it was a good day at the store. We had some people come in. Folks drive up from Illinois for the day, so that was fun. And today in the mail?
Oh my God, where is Eddie G?
Where his guest? Usually he's guest 4 or something.
Something.
599, whatever. Someone hold this up. This here is a cartoon. And you can't really see it. I'll take a picture of it and I'll put it online. It says Brian Anderson sleeping, and apparently it's a cartoon that was in one of the Andy Lambro books. It's a picture of a guy sleeping. He's got his hands full of pens, and he's dreaming about pens. And
it's adorable.
Yeah. There's a little dog in the corner that's got ink spots on him, and he's got a fountain pen tie and all sorts of. It's very, very cool. It's on this really, really cool
pearlized paper.
Pearlized paper. I mean, it's really, really awesome. So I think we should get this framed. This is very, very cool print. So
yeah, we'll get it framed.
So
that was very cool. That was fun. And, of course, you know, it comes to the store. I get to see it first, and then...
Yeah, you just open up my mail these days. What if that would have been a surprise for you?
Then I guess the surprise would have been all mine.
Okay.
Well, then someone probably would have had the smarts to write, Lisa, do not open. Or maybe Eddie will do that next time and just totally mess with me. Who knows? Could happen. Right. Anyway. So what else is new? You've been working on some stuff on the repair bench, and Dave and I have been packing.
Yeah. So
what do you want to tackle first?
Yeah, we'll get to the packing in a minute, but I wanted to share a modest victory on the repair bench. And I'm not 100% there yet, but this last week I grabbed a Schaefer vacuum filler. Now, these pens are the precursors to touchdowns and snorkels. They look just like them. Here's one right here. Looks just like a balance. You take the cap off. It looks just like a, you know, it's got the big fat Triumph nib, wrap around the conical nib, two-tone nib. But they operate a little differently. So when you unscrew them, you see this thin rod here, as opposed to snorkel and the touchdown that have this big thick rod. You see the difference there. So, anyway, the vacuum fillers are notoriously difficult to repair. And with the assistance of our good friend Mike Beiler, showed me some of the ins and outs, and we're able to get one working. And there's two different kinds, and the kind that I've been working on is similar to this one here. And the difficult part is getting this blind cap off, right? There's a special tool that needs to be made, or you can sometimes get it off of something else, but there's this inner tube, and this is where the ink fills in. And then this here, you push down and it fills in the downstroke. So it's very similar to the Twisby Vac 700 pens. This is the original deal, right? And then there's in the back, you can't see it here because I can't, this is not off yet, but there's a packing unit. And Schaefer originally had a combination of felt washers in there. And then what you do now is you just replace that, which and seal it, and then the pen will fill as new. So we're actually now going to be stocking these little gaskets right here, these little guys, little tiny, 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 tiny gaskets, and the washers on the end that you put in.
Those are little.
Yeah, they're tiny. Yeah, to seal it up. So.
Now, are those gaskets smaller than the snorkel gaskets?
They're a different thing. They're about the same size.
Okay. Do they bounce as well as the snorkel gaskets?
Yeah. If you drop these things all over the place, they're going to be everywhere. But these are really nice, nice writing pens, and this one I restored, and. And this one happens to have an ink view window you can see, and I can play with that all day long and see the ink go in and out. But nice, super nice pen. So I'm real pleased to be able to finally get one of these restored. And there are two different kinds of vacuum fillers. This kind with the inner chamber here, this one, and then there's also a second kind that doesn't have this, it just fills in the barrel. So that's a little bit more difficult to repair, but I'm working on it, so use the same tools, just a little different approach. So,
Wayne says you did a nice job of compressing one of the hardest restorations into less than 30 seconds. That's not bad. He is that good, Wayne, I'm telling you.
I have to admit the hardest, absolute hardest part of this restoration for me is getting this blind cap off. Because if you can't get the blind cap off, and there's a little notched nut in there, if you can't get that off, you can't even think about doing the pen. And once you get it off, actually it was fairly simple. So I may wish to add all the curse words that are required. There were a few, we'll see.
Just a couple?
Just a couple. There weren't too many. But I'm going to continue working. I've got probably a dozen of them here, so I'm going to continue working on them. And I think we're going to achieve some real...
mastery.
A high level of competency very soon, so...
I'm good with mastery.
No mastery. That takes years to accomplish. But anyway, We're at least going to have the parts available, so if others want to do it, the parts are relatively inexpensive. So
that you too could swear at home. Sorry.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, that's my and it's, you know, this is a, it's kind of a, not a super pretty looking pen. I mean, they made these in all the same colors they made all the rest of the balances in, striped colors, and this one happens to be just plain brown.
All right.
It's a, you know, it's a nice looking pen, and it writes really well. So I'm very excited. So that's kind of my victory for the week.
Cool. Excellent. Yeah. He was all kinds of happy, like, converted, like, woo.
Oh, yeah. Frankly, I was.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, frankly, I was just happy that the dang thing didn't leak in my pocket the first day I took it to work. So,
that would be embarrassing.
Well, I don't wear my AP shirts to work, so I didn't want to ruin one of those. But no, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. Hey, yeah, it's sealed up.
Amidex will take care of that.
Amidex will take care of that. So, anyway, that's the most difficult shape for restoration in 30 seconds.
There you go. All right. And one of our more difficult drives is coming up this weekend.
It is.
I don't know why it's so hard.
Yeah, I don't know either. It just always, it seems, I mean, it's what? It's 16 hours, 18 hours by the time you all said and done?
It's close to 18 by the time you stop for gas and
so, yeah, that's almost like, a whole day. I mean, you know.
I know.
So
it just seems like the Dallas trip doesn't seem as bad, maybe because we always stop half an hour before the show to go shopping. So, you know, that's always a good thing. But I don't know, it just, coming back, I think that's one of the hardest trips back home. We were tired. I mean, Raleigh's a great show, but we're tired and it's a long drive. This will be our 7th show in 5 full months. So I guess,
yeah, I think so.
You know, we just get tired.
What was it, a couple years ago coming back from Raleigh, we almost hit there was a deer just hanging out in the middle of the road.
Two in the morning, just standing there.
Yeah, boy, let me tell you, that'll wake you up right quick.
Yes, it does. Yeah. I think
I was driving, and I'm like, oh, hey, he's not going to move. So,
was that in the Saturn or the Acura? I think it was the Saturn.
I think it was in the Saturn, yeah. Yeah. Yep. So we got a better chance that he's going to bounce off. He would bounce off this time.
Well, so the Raleigh Pen Show is this weekend. Some people are already there, which is crazy because it's only Tuesday. I know.
I'm going to check this stuff out. What is it? Is it TrianglePenShow.com?
Triangle Pen Show, yes. I heard from Terry today, and there is an auction. So, folks, you know where Brian's going to be. I've already volunteered to help out at the auction because it's actually easier to glare at Brian from in front of him than next to him.
Oh, she's brutal up there. She's brutal.
What?
Although last year she bought more than me, so.
Well, what's your point?
Yeah. Well, they don't have pictures up yet of the 2014 auction stuff.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
Well, why? Do you know what's in it?
No, I don't have a clue.
I was getting excited when I was looking through. It's like, oh, there's a cool Sterling pencil, and I remembered, oh, yeah, I won that last year.
I don't know. Raleigh's a great show. It's at the Embassy Suites, and so you get a wonderful breakfast in the morning, and then you've got the 2-hour happy hour in the evening, and that's lovely. There's an auction. What else is going on?
Yeah, I guess it does start. Technically, it starts Thursday.
We're going to leave Thursday.
Yeah, we're leaving Thursday. We won't get there in time. Yeah, there's workshops. We talked about them last week. Susan Worth, Gary Garner's doing a couple of really interesting workshops.
Deb Basil's doing a Pens for Kids.
Yeah. Ron Zorn's doing a fountain pen repair workshop.
You should go to that. You'd have fun.
I probably would, yeah. It's on, when is it? Oh, that's tomorrow. It's on Friday, actually. Interesting.
Oh, you could go.
And Saturday, I don't know if we mentioned this last week, but there's a grand door prize. It's courtesy of Franklin Christoff.
Oh, nice. You guys need to go and win that.
It's the Model 19, the 1901 King's Gold fountain pen, $195 MSRP, your choice of nib. That's a sweet, sweet pen. So we have our own version of it. Let me tell you, it's a big pen. It's very comfortable. It's lightweight, a lightweight, large pen, very nice pen.
Very cool.
I don't know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I suppose.
And several people are going to be there who we will try and hang out with. We will try and do something with George.
Absolutely. George is always on the list. Now, we had dinner with George last year there.
We did. We did. And that was fun. We are staying at the same hotel we stayed at last year that has the really good beer and the super yummy appetizers.
Totally.
You guys knew we had to talk about food at some point.
So, and it's got,
I have a business meeting Sunday morning.
Sunday morning? Well, I got a business meeting. Okay.
Sunday morning. So, yeah, I'll buy you breakfast.
Buy me breakfast.
Yeah, at the Embassy Suites where it's free. I'll buy you breakfast. I'm feeling generous.
What else? Yeah, it looks like, so Saturday, Deb Basil, Susan Worth, another Gary Gardner seminar. Dessert party Saturday night.
Nice.
I forgot about that. So that's nice.
Terry always puts on a good show. It's always very well run. There are things for vendors to do, things for attendees to do. Like you just said, lots of seminars. He's got everything under control, everything you need. There's always coffee. And it's just a very smoothly running show.
Yeah, we love the Terry shows. They're just
awesome. Terry and Bert both put on great shows. And they're around. You know, at some shows, the organizers kind of disappear. It's like, here's your table, goodbye.
Yeah.
Terry and Bert also are around so that no matter what you need, they are findable and accessible and take care of whatever needs taken care of.
Yeah, so good hotel. If you're going to be there, come and check us out. So I don't know what the full plans are. I don't think we've got them too set in stone, but I'm trying to hook up with George. I don't know when he's going to be there. Have we talked to him?
I don't know. No, I need to talk to him. Actually, I set up my breakfast meeting for Sunday. I need to set up a meeting with John Veeley. So there's beer involved.
There's something right there. John has got his fountain pen patents book, volume 2,
yep.
Just hot off the press this week.
I think he got it yesterday or today, in fact.
Yeah, yesterday I think it was because he had some pictures up on Facebook or somewhere I saw pictures. So if you're interested in some history, he's going to have his books there. So we need to get in line and pick those up on the first printing. So there'll be some parts, which would be good because I'm always looking for parts.
You are. And nibs. You always need nibs.
I don't need nibs. Nibs are overrated.
Jenny, help me out. Man needs nibs. And meatballs.
Is our buddy John Colton going to be there? Does he go to Raleigh? I can't remember.
I don't remember. Maybe. He was in Georgia.
He might be there.
It's not that far.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that we should keep you away from that.
Why would you say that?
Well, don't we already have a birthday present for you? Don't we already have, like, Father's Day and birthday taken care of, pen-wise?
I don't remember what the...
All I know is we're going to get you that fire pit claw for Father's Day. That's cool. Dave and Julie have this the coolest thing we've ever seen for their fire pit. And I don't know what the official name is. We call it the claw. It's so cool. And Brian needs one. I wasn't sure that we were going to have to try and distract Dave and Julie and grab it and run.
Yeah, it's cool, but Yeah, you can't. I mean, you could probably write with it. It's like you could consider it three tines, maybe. You know, dip it in some ink. I don't know. No. I don't know. Well, there's this missing Schaefer at the store.
A missing Schaefer.
There's a Schaefer that went missing. Oh, I know what the other one is. Okay.
A Schaefer went missing?
Well, yeah, there's the Schaefer that, you know, we bought three and only two.
Oh, the Valor. Yeah, I remember. Anyway, so Raleigh, great show. Go. If you have kids and you're going to be in the area, bring the kids. There'll be a Pens for Kids seminar. I think it's Sunday. And the scavenger hunt. We always do the scavenger hunt.
The beauty of the Raleigh show is it's not a huge show.
No, it's small.
It's actually quite busy, but it's a smaller show, so you have a better chance to get around and chat with people, and there's plenty of great talent there. There are going to be several people doing nibs and repairs. So I mean, it's not like, you know, some small shows you go to and it's, you know, you don't have anybody who's doing repairs or anybody who's doing nib work. This is like a very condensed version of a very good big show. Terry makes every effort to make sure that he's got all the bases covered. You've got modern, you've got vintage, you've got ink, you've got paper, you've got people who tune nibs, you have people who repair pens. So you've got all the bases covered. So if you come in, chances are pretty much whatever you're looking for, you can either find or the people there can find it for you. So.
Yes, and it is nice that there will be repair people right there, nib grinders right there. It's always awesome to see Pendleton. We love Pendleton.
Oh, Pendleton will be there, huh?
I believe so. I thought I saw his name.
I have a proposition for
him. I mean, it's right up the street there from...
Right up the street from Georgia?
Georgia to Raleigh.
Make a left?
I think you kind of could just go straight. Yeah. Anyway, Raleigh, we're looking forward to that. And then, quite honestly, I'm personally looking forward to coming home and being home for 2.5 months and getting a boatload of stuff done on the website and in the store. We've got Dave working his butt off, a little bit of everything, and, man, are things coming together.
Yeah, we're... I guess it's probably a good segue.
That was the plan.
We're doing some changes on the site, so especially right now working on ink and ability to sort by color, which is kind of a cool thing, right? So if you're looking for a red ink, you'll be able to click on red, and then there's all your options right there in front of you. So we're working on that and a couple other things.
Paper.
And paper. Paper, sorting paper by binding. So top or side bound or coil bound or hard bound or whatever. So,
Dave and I keep giving Brian these lists of, oh, we need this, we need this, we should add this. And Brian turns around and goes back to work.
Yeah, it's like I have homework. I come home every night and I have homework to do. Like I have homework that I need to do tonight so that I go into work tomorrow, I can say, okay, all right, I'm done, load me up again. So.
Well, it's so nice to have Dave and to have the extra help. And those of you who've supported us, we are greatly appreciative. But now that we've got a third person, we're really making a lot of changes in a good way. Some of it you'll see right away, some of it you won't. But hopefully it will be a better experience for everybody.
Yep.
So there you go. And lots of fun things at the store as well. So now we have
what's going on at the store that I don't know about?
Well, it's like every day we play a game with Brian called Let's Move Things Around and
see how long it takes to do this. They actually do this. Every day they move something around, or they put something up, or they put a sign up somewhere, and then they just sit there and they smile and they play the hot and cold game.
So, it's fun. I did it with Dave today though. He'd been gone for a couple days.
What did you do with him?
Oh, we had the new bag stuffers.
Oh, okay.
But every day it's
about 50% of the time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's kind of fun though. I mean, imagine, you know, walking into your house and having your spouse or your kids or whoever say, "All right, see if you can find what I changed." So.
Yeah. You know, actually, okay. we got a little comment in the chat here. Maybe we should talk about.
We do. All right, go ahead. Talk.
Any word regarding the TWSBI announcement, the Diamond 580 ROC edition, Republic of China edition?
Philip had addressed that in an email recently.
Yes. And I think since he announced it, I think we can talk about it. They are coming out with the pen again in the 580 version. They initially came out and they did this in the 540. And it's a red and blue, and it has a special on the top of the cap. It has a special star on it. And the initial run is just going to be sold by TWSBI. They don't have enough to distribute to retailers, so that they will be in, I think next week will be offering on their website, and then within I think a couple weeks it will be making its way to us. So that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles. We'll have it eventually
once it's available, but remember that in the TWSBI timeline, things sometimes work in slow-mo.
Yeah, so we'll get it. We'll get it as soon as we can. So, good question.
Yep. And I'm waiting for a shipping notice on the Sailor Seasonal Inks.
Oh, okay.
Those will be in soon.
Did we get notification?
And
it's supposed to be coming in June. I guess it's going to be June soon.
Yes, but I'm just trying to see if it's left Japan yet, where it is, how soon till we can get tracking, all that good stuff. Because this stuff is gonna be killer.
It's gonna be
so excited.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd like a bottle of it for myself. It's just really nice. I don't do a lot of bottle. I say that I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got like 10 bottles of ink.
I do a lot of bottled ink, and we're getting some.
11, 12. Oh, crap! What is this doing here? What is this doing here? Oh, this must have been a giveaway at a show. I'm getting off topic. There's a little bottle of ink on my desk.
And, of course, the other thing that I'm super excited about, but it's not going to come in for months yet.
Oh my
God. The Sailor Sky.
We showed this last week, I think. I think I did a screenshot.
I think so. I think
the lights.
Check it out on the site, the Sailor Sky.
It's a light
so
blue
pretty
sky pen. Yeah,
absolutely really gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous blue. Pretty, like not even.
I would like to see it in the King of Pen version. I mean, not that I want it. I would like to physically see how huge that is and what that looks like.
I bet it's just a big honking piece of gorgeousness.
Well, didn't we a couple years ago have a King of Pen here?
I believe we did.
We had a King of Pen. I mean, it's bigger than a Mont Blanc 149.
It's big.
Yeah. So, you've got the King of Pen, but it's in a transparent light blue demonstrator pen.
Gorgeous.
I think it'd be cool. I think we should get one. And if it doesn't sell.
Somebody asked it. Then you're going to keep it?
No, I'm going to keep it.
Right. Somebody in the chat's asking about the TWSBI Micarta. The Micarta is being discontinued.
Yes. Yeah.
So whatever's left is left at this point. Right. I don't remember if we ordered and there simply weren't any left, or if we just kind of left it at that.
There's not much.
Yeah. When they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah. I think we have two left, maybe two or three left.
I believe we have two.
On the shelf.
Yep. So that's that from there.
That's the Twisby news, apparently.
Oh, and the new Model T arrived.
Yes, you. Stipula Model T. We'll be talking about that soon, probably.
When we get back, you need to see a riding sample to really appreciate the OMG Flex.
It's a soft. It's a titanium nib. It has some softness to it. Let's just say.
The T stands for T-rific. Oh, that was good. Jenny, help me out. That was good.
But you know, we don't. We only have the one color in the so far in the Model T. So waiting for the other colors are. I mean, the green is cool. It's
the malachite.
It is. I think the other colors are neater.
Yes, the other colors are fun, but yeah, I don't know about neat. Yeah, it's a word. Cooler. But I think the malachite's very pretty. So
it is, yeah.
I like green.
But there's the malachite. There is a black.
The pyrite is cool.
What are the other ones? The pyrite is very cool. I thought you didn't like the pyrite.
Yeah, it's growing on me.
It's growing on me. Okay, all right. Anyway, we're rambling.
Anyway. Yeah, and you're on call, so we should be careful.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep it short this week, I think, since we got to pack up and all that stuff. So.
I know. So.
Because we're leaving Thursday at like 4-ish?
Thursday at 4 so that we can get there hopefully by noon or... Oh. No, by 10 or 11.
Yeah, we need to get there before noon. Yeah. So. You have any shout-outs this week?
I do. I have a couple.
All right, awesome.
Cousin Martin called today. I love chat from Martin, and when he listens to this in the morning, big hugs. And her husband, whose name escapes me, I'm so sorry. They came up from Illinois on Monday and had a good time in the store. We had a blast with them. It was, you know, it's always great to have people come in the store and just hang out and be as excited about a Penn store as we are. So that's, you know, that was a lot of fun yesterday. And big shout out to Dave and Julie for the dessert barbecue.
Yeah, that was fun. Lots of fun.
Anyway.
I would do it again.
Well, yeah, and this time I'll distract him. You take the claw.
Take the claw.
I'll buy you your own claw.
So.
Anyway, come see us in Raleigh, or come see us after that at the store. And our next show after that will be D.C. So I'm excited to
D.C.
to be home for a while and recover, rest up.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm going to go pack.
Okay, so we're going to keep it short this week.
We are.
We'll have plenty to talk about next week, I am sure.
My God, and part of it will include George and Brian and the big pen swap without nibs, with nibs, who knows.
There will be victory at the auction, I can sense it.
There will be.
All right, great. All right, if nothing else, I think that's it for this week. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Or you can catch us online. Send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.net.
You're not sure?
Yeah, who knows.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net. Or Dave at AndersonPens.net.
There you go. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
You can join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming new products, special sales events, cool stuff happening at the store. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Yeah, all that good stuff. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.